Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Happy New Year, Stephen.
Start of year six, Mike. Start of year six
here in Gwinnett County.
With us ruling the airwaves of Gwinnett County, talking to fantastic business leaders and businesses.
An award-winning podcast.
Oh, thank you, because yes. You had stopped saying that. So that was my New Year's resolution, to become, yet again, an award-winning podcast.
Yes, so we're going to start the year on a great note. We've got a couple wonderful guests here in the studio. Mayor Ray Martinez from the city of Loganville is joining us here in the studio, as is Keith Cordero with CrossTex International and the Philosophy of Sales blog.
Wow.
We have a fellow blogger here in the studio.
You're a blogger, Mike?
No.
Yeah. So fellow would mean another blogger.
Maybe
my son's a blogger. So, you know, second degree of separation, fellow blogger.
There you
Shout
go.
Shout out to MLB Youngboy. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And on that note, let's start the program with the mayor of Loganville, Georgia, Mayor Ray Martinez. Mayor Martinez, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me here. I tell you what, it is a great pleasure to be sitting here in front of Business Radio. I want to wish everybody a happy, happy 2019 for all the Hispanics here in Gwinnett County. Feliz Año Nuevo. Feliz Año Nuevo en 2019. Anyway, as you know, Loganville is a great city east of Gwinnett County. We cover 20% Gwinnett, 80% Walton County. Loganville was named after a gentleman by the name of James Logan. James Logan was a farmer from Tennessee. He was also a shoemaker from Tennessee, and he brought about 62.5 acres back in 1842, and Loganville got incorporated in the year of 1887. So I'm very excited about that. As you know, I'm the mayor of Loganville. This is, believe it or not, Mike and Steve, in about a week, it will be a year since I did the swearing in, and it was a very, very historic swearing in here in the city of Loganville. I was mayor since 2010, so I was mayor, I was city council in 2010, uh-huh. Got elected to city council, and there I was, I did many, many jobs, public safety committee, public utilities committee, public works, and so on. I was also vice mayor in 2016, and of course I was blessed enough to be mayor, so I'm excited about that.
All right, let me throw you a little softball. You hit it out of the park here. Talk about Loganville. What makes Loganville a great place to live and work and do business?
Absolutely. What makes Loganville is, first of all, our events. We have a great, great development department. Christy Daniels and Robbie Schwartz have done a great job in the last few years that they've been there. And we have over 20 events planned in 2019. We had about 18 or 19 last year. We're going to increase it between 20 and 25. We have a great concert series, Grooving on the Green, which starts in April. And we have Rhythm Nation out of Atlanta. Rhythm Nation, they were there last year, and they rocked the house. We did the Town Green a few years ago, so we're excited about that. That's what makes Loganville. Of course, people move to Loganville. It's an easier pace of life, and of course, the schools are pretty good.
Fantastic. So being the show Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, obviously we try to focus on business. Talk a little bit about business development in Loganville and what would attract some small and medium-sized businesses, or large, to, what makes Loganville a great location to be a business owner?
What I believe makes Loganville a great location is what a lot of businesses are looking for, and that's just rooftops. They want people. They want people to patronize their businesses. And for many years, a lot of businesses kind of stayed away from Loganville because of the rooftops. Well, I'm here to say that Loganville right now, as we speak, we had a record-breaking. We thought we had a record-breaking year in 2017 by breaking the record of over 180 house permits. Well, we broke the record in 2019. In 18, we had over 190 building permits for homes, which means in 2019 we have six subdivisions, six neighborhoods that are in different phases in Loganville. So we do have the rooftops, we do have the people, we do have the disposable income. I'm just gonna say this to you right now. And this is music to a lot of businesses that want to come to Loganville. The largest population segment in Loganville are millennials. Are millennials and Generation Xers. And that's music to my ears. And, of course, any business that wants to come to Loganville and they look at that, they look at, you know, we have a very good millennial Generation Xers in Loganville. So we're excited about that.
Well, to add on to what you're talking about, Mayor Martinez, is there was, you know, Loganville used to be thought of as way out there, but as Atlanta continues to expand and grow, I mean, more and more people are moving to Loganville. There was the old commercial that we've joked about when I first met you about where's Loganville? Was it a car dealer that I'm guessing is probably still in Loganville? And now as you continue to grow, that's just great for you and great for the city and great for the residents. Let me ask you about your background. What got you into politics and what got you to make the decision that, you know, I want to be the mayor of this great city?
Absolutely. I have an interesting background. Back about 10 years ago, I I'm Cuban. I was born in Puerto Rico, but I was raised in Cuba, and I love Cuban cuisine. I love to do the black beans and the maduros and the fried plantains and the roasted pork. But I had a Cuban restaurant. I had a Cuban restaurant in Loganville called Ray's Cuban Grill right on the square. We were very busy. We were very busy at the time. And one day a few customers of mine that were regulars, they said, you know what, we need somebody like you. We need somebody, a business guy, in the city council. Never thought about politics, I'm telling you. I was happy doing what I was doing. So I gave it a shot. And who knows? I campaigned a little bit, and I got the most votes in 2010. I actually knocked down a couple incumbents. They weren't very happy at me at the time, but I knocked off a couple incumbents, and I enjoyed it. I figured out that I enjoy not so much the politics of it. I enjoy serving the people. I consider myself a servant of the people. And then, of course, I enjoyed it so much. I ran again in 2013, and I won again with the most votes. I came in first. And I really enjoyed it, and then we went from there. When I was campaigning this year, or last year in 2017, of course, I went to many, many, many doors because I'm an old-fashioned type politician or servant, and I went knocking on every door, and I asked people, for their vote. So I really, really enjoy serving our community. I really enjoy serving Loganville. And after the election, I was surprised to a couple of newspaper, some people said that, you're the first. And I said, first in what? I said, you're the first Hispanic. I had never idea. When I was campaigning, I had never idea. That never crossed my mind. They said, you are the first Latino/Hispanic mayor elected official in Gwinnett County. I said, really? And then a few hours later, they said, you may be the first one in Georgia. So I'm very blessed by that. And what I've done now, since I've been mayor, I've gone to schools. I've gone to events where there's kids involved, especially Hispanic kids or any other kids, and say, you know what? If a young man like me that came at the age of 8, ESOL, been there, ESOL, English as second language, immigrant type, so to speak, if I could be a mayor and I could be the first in something, any one of you could do it. And that's my message. And that's my message to the young kids here in Gwinnett County, that if a young man Hispanic descent could come here and be the mayor of a city, anybody could do it.
That is a fantastic story. And what I also love about the story is I'm glad people voted for you no matter what your heritage was. I think what came through as much of the heritage than anything else is the servant attitude, serving the people, being a business leader in the community, being on the square, being in the middle of all the activity. I mean, that had to, and going out and actually shaking hands and talking to people. That is some might say that's a lost art, and I'm glad you're bringing it back. And bringing it back in such a good way. So let me ask you this, Mayor Martinez. We're speaking with Ray Martinez. He is the mayor of Loganville. I'm sure as you were campaigning, and now that you've been in office pretty much a year, the one thing you haven't mentioned in the interview is I'm sure you campaigned on a vision. You campaigned on where Loganville is going, what you see in the future. Talk a little bit about that and what you hope to be a part of helping serve the community to get done while you're in office?
Absolutely. The biggest thing right now is transportation. Everybody talks about transportation. And I tell them one thing. Most of the cars that come through Loganville are not from Loganville. A lot of cars are from neighboring counties and neighboring cities that they drive through Loganville. So that's one thing. But with that being said, I'm not excusing Loganville. What we did, and we're very, very excited, we actually passed a SPLOS this year in Wauk County. And we are using by law, over 50% of those monies are going to be used for transportation. And around 30% or so is going to be used for public safety. And that's what we want to do. We want to make transportation, traffic, our roads. We want to make it even better than what we have now. With that being said, also our downtown Main Street is a viable area that we're concentrating on right now. We want to make it just like, you know, if you go down to Duluth, you go down to Suwanee, Decatur, Norcross even. We want to make it live, work, and play type. We want to do a mixed development. So we are working that. We are working with that. We're looking at some developers right now to make our downtown Main Street a vibrant community. So those are the biggest things right now as mayor that I'm tackling. That I'm tackling on transportation, traffic, and on Main Street.
That's great news for Loganville. One thing you didn't mention is your military background as well. Here's a kid born in Puerto Rico and raised in Cuba, served in our military. Have you found that your military experience has helped you as a mayor of a city in that leadership role?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's helped me a whole lot with discipline and with just being patient and just learning. You know, I served 25 years and I retired in 2015. I was in the reserves while I was in the council, and I was blessed enough to still be in the council while I got called up to active duty. I did, you know, get called up. I did three tours to the Middle East. And one of those tours, I was an active city council member. And I remember doing, through Skype, casting votes while I was on active duty. So that's an experience worth talking about. But discipline, and I know things don't happen overnight. I know a long career don't happen overnight. And a lot of people and rightly so, a lot of people think that Main Street, that water, that these issues could be solved overnight. It takes time to have a vision, and it takes time to have the right people in place to get things done in Loganville. So that's one of the things, Mike, that the military has shown me, is that be patient, things would happen.
So you're a year in as the mayor. I love the energy. I love the passion that you have. Has there been any surprises? I mean, here you were, a restaurant owner, never had plans to get into politics. All of a sudden you campaigned, got the job. A few years later, here you are, the mayor of Loganville. Anything that surprised you in the last year that you didn't expect,
no.
Good or bad?
No, I'm going to say good, because I'm a positive guy. One thing that has surprised me is how much, and I mean it, because I start a lot of my speeches this way, how much I love being mayor. I don't do it because of the money. We don't do it because of the money, definitely. I can tell you how much I make, and you'd be like, what? But we don't do it because of the money. We do it because we like to serve, just like I was telling Steve earlier. We love the job. Being a city council member, I was city council for many, many years. Being a city council member is good, but, you know, considering being a head coach and assistant coach, people always want to blame the coach, not the assistant coaches. They want to interview the coach, not the assistant coaches. They always want to interview the mayors. City council, it's all great, and they make the decisions. I cast a vote. I cast a deciding vote, okay? I go over the meetings. City council is very important because they're the ones that actually cast the votes to get things done. But everybody, and I'm fine with that, everybody wants to either talk to the mayor or blame the mayor, or when things go good, they want to praise the mayor. So with that being said, that's my surprise, how busy I've been. I've done so many events, from going to funerals, from the Gwinnett police officer that passed away a few months ago, to going to Rosebud Elementary, J.C. McGill Elementary, so many schools out there. So I'm glad doing that, and I do it on my own dime. I'm doing it on my own dime. So, Mike, to answer your question, I've been surprised how busy, how demanding being a mayor could be. But I don't regret it at all, because I love it.
Is the restaurant still open, by the way?
No, the restaurant is closed. I closed
it
up.
Do you have time for anything else?
I do have time. I do have time. I do some catering gigs on the side. I do some Cuban sandwiches. I got my little presser. I do some Cuban sandwiches, Cuban style, Miami style. By the way, I was raised in Miami, too. I was raised in Hialeah, so I know a little bit about Cuban food, and I still have the passion for that. But I do some caterings on the side on that. And of course, being mayor, you know, it takes a lot of time.
Where do you see yourself moving forward? You want to continue to be mayor as long as you can? I don't know what the term limit is or anything like that, but what are your future plans personally?
Absolutely.
Go back into the restaurant business?
I'm fine with the restaurant the business doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I enjoy serving the folks. We are not term limited. I just got elected this last year, 2018. I got another 3 years left on it. I would like to move forward. I would like to move up. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Maybe state rep. Maybe on the state level. There's no secrets about that. I would love to do that. If God wants me to, and if the opportunity just comes up. But for now, just doing the best job that I can as being mayor, just serving the folks in Loganville. We're going to have a busy 2019. I was just talking to my city manager yesterday, and we're looking at the agenda, and we're increasing our events, like I said, from 20 hopefully to 25. We're adding the arts to Loganville, so that's big. We opened up a few years ago our rock gym. It's for that same purpose. We're increasing our concert series, so we got a lot going on. Main Street is big. If I could, I tell people this, in my term as mayor, if we could at least get the ball rolling on Main Street, I think it's been a successful term for me. That's what's going on.
That's great. Well, Mayor Martinez, for those who would like to find out more about Loganville, Georgia, either maybe look at having their business there or moving in, adding more rooftops to the area, where can they find out all the great things that are happening in Loganville?
Absolutely. We have a great staff, and I got to tell you about the great staff that we have. Christy Daniels, Robbie Schwartz, Danny Roberts, our great staff, come to City Hall. First of all, my office is as soon as you come in through City Hall, it's the first office to the right. And I'm there. My door will always be open to anybody that wants to come to Loganville. Let me tell you a couple of things about Loganville. First of all, you got a pretty good mayor. Okay, I'm not gonna brag about that. You got a pretty good mayor.
That's what we've heard.
We got a pretty good mayor. But you know what makes Loganville is our schools. We have great schools. We have great, the high school, the middle school, the elementary school. We have great schools in Loganville, and we have a pretty good staff. So come by City Hall. If you want some information, businesses, if you want to come, to open up your businesses, we're open to you. Our doors are open to you, and we're excited about the future of Loganville.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations on the success and continued success with you, and thank you so much for taking, part of your day to come visit us here at Business Radio X.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Mayor Ray Martinez with the City of Loganville here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
You know, Mayor Martinez talked about city councilmen are kind of the assistant coaches, being a co-host. Everybody wants to interview the host.
No.
They don't necessarily want to talk to the co-host or the producer, right? Trey, I don't know if Trey will agree with me or not.
Army.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, to kick off the new year and to celebrate our sixth year together, you and I, me as the assistant coach.
And our fourth year with Subaru of Gwinnett.
Absolutely. I am going to attempt something in the new year here. I'm going to attempt to do the Subaru of Gwinnett read from memory.
Never been done before. I have it here in front of me. I have the paper in front of me here, so I'll be looking at this to see if you can actually do this correctly. So this is our little read that we do for Subaru of Gwinnett, who, without them, there would be no Business Radio X in Gwinnett.
Absolutely.
We appreciate their support.
So we love them. We think they are fantastic. They're such great partners.
Yes.
And so love is what makes a Subaru. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Come in and see the difference. Maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Go to SubaruofGwinnett.com, where people sell cars. I took that out of order.
Yeah, kind of. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today.
Join the family today.
That's kind of in the middle there. Yeah. Other than that, you got it verbatim.
Well, so I took a little liberty with it.
Well done. Congratulations.
And thank you. And congratulations to Subaru of Gwinnett. We love them. They're right down here, right across from Gwinnett Place Mall. Go check them out. Get a car. Get your car serviced.
Become a Subaruist like me.
Become a Subaruist like Mike and I.
All right, our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and he's got a tough act to follow with the mayor here.
Very tough.
Keith Cordero is with CrossTech International, and also we'll talk about the philosophy of sales blog that he's got going on. But Keith, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, what an honor and inspiration to be here with Mayor Martinez.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He brings up the energy level of everybody here in the studio.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. Makes me want to – I just moved to Braselton like 4 months ago. And now I want to just go to Loganville and move there. We better get the Braselton mayor on real soon. Absolutely. So I don't have to move again.
You start working on that, Mr. Host.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Co-host.
That's right.
CrossTech International.
Yes.
What do you do, Keith?
So my official title would be
I like that.
An account executive for CrossTech International. They're a manufacturer of infection prevention products. What I do is a little bit different, I would say. I think there's always this, you know, what's your role and what do you do, right? Hopefully they're two different things, maybe. What I do is I partner with distribution sales reps within the dental world and help them educate their offices, dentists, dental healthcare professionals, to ensure that their staff and their patients are protected from infection. So I stay up to date with a lot of CDC rulings, ADA, all of those.
Fascinating fun readings that keep anyone, you know, their attention.
Wide awake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course.
Yes.
So, so CrossTech International has three different divisions, industrial, medical, dental, correct?
That is correct.
You are in the dental division.
That is correct.
And you cover Georgia.
I cover Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Okay, so you work directly with salespeople.
I do.
And you supply them with your particular products, and they have other particular products, and they go to the dentists and sell the products. That's basically it.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. So it's a very consultative
role.
I work a lot with sales reps individually and help them sell our products.
Yeah, yeah. So infection prevention, I mean, I'm kind of like, well, I sneeze into my elbow. That's infection prevention.
Yeah.
Especially in the dental division, what are some of the specific type products that you help cover?
You know, historically, CrossTech has been around for about 60 years. For a good chunk of that time, CrossTech was known as a disposable bib company. So we are the ones that first created the dental bib, that you wear when you go.
Having flashbacks. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. So, but in the past 5 or 6 years, through strategic acquisitions and partnerships, CrossTech has started to leverage ourselves as being leaders in infection prevention. And that includes anything from disposable bibs to the masks. There are different levels of masks that you can wear. Not a lot of dental healthcare professionals even are aware of that. So educating them on the different levels, when to wear a mask, things of that nature. And even deeper, you know, there are different waterline treatments. You know, if you go to the dentist, the air water syringe that they pour into your mouth, well, those lines that are in the dental unit chair, they're very narrow, they're very long, and because they're turning the water on and off, it actually creates a perfect environment for bacteria to grow. So there have been a lot of cases where folks have you know, gotten sick from the water that are in the lines of the dental chair, which you don't really think about. So I always say that infection prevention is one of the most important things to a patient that they never think about until something goes wrong.
Right. And so much of your job and so much of what you're supposed to do is that education, like you talked about, of the sales reps.
Yes.
So I would imagine there's a big part of your job is kind of adding value, because again,
absolutely,
it's this area that nobody thinks about until, hey, how'd I get sick? Oh, it was because somebody didn't do right with infection prevention. So talk about how you try to add value to the sales reps that you work with.
Sure. You know, I think traditionally in sales jobs, if anyone has ever been in a sales role,
amen, preach, brother,
a lot of it is creating a story about how this particular product is going to change your life moving forward, right? You need a new car. The car salesman paints this picture of how well you and your family are going to fit into this car, how it's going to make your life easier, how you're going to feel when you're in this car. Well, in the realm of infection prevention, it's really kind of the opposite of that, right? You're saying if these different products aren't introduced into your practice, then this might actually be the road that you go down that you do not want to go down, right? You have patients that are getting sick. You have staff members that are getting sick. So you kind of have to paint a different type of picture. So adding value to the sales reps, it's a unique obstacle and challenge on a daily basis, right? Because it's not a shiny thing like a car. It's not something that a dentist is going to go, you know what, come look at these new masks that I've got that are level threes that are going to protect my patients. Mm-hmm. Even the patients don't really think about it. It's just something inherently that they trust that their healthcare professionals are taking all the necessary steps to make sure that they don't get sick. So it's a unique position. It's a challenge. And I do believe that in every interaction, you've got to add value in some way. Right. And I think that consultative role for sales reps is kind of like, hey, here's some ideas on how to get past, you know, the person that you're trying to get past to sell your entire portfolio. And we're just a small little tool in your tool bag to help you move forward. Right. We're not the whole thing. We're not the hero. The manufacturing rep isn't the hero. They're the one helping the hero. Right. We've got to make sure that the sales rep, the distribution rep, is the hero of the story, and we're just that tool in their toolbox that's helping them move forward.
We're talking with Keith Cordero with CrossTex International. And Keith, you talk about the sales reps getting in front of the medical professionals so you can offer the products that you sell to them. How do you get in front of these medical professionals? You know, the mayor talked about knocking on doors and asking for their vote. Is it the same thing that you go to dental offices and say, hey, I'd like to meet with the dentist here? Or
absolutely.
Who in the office do you actually meet with? The owners, the dentists themselves?
The one that makes the decisions, right? It could be anybody. It could be the doctor's wife. It could be the doctor themselves.
It's just going door to door just like you're asking for a vote.
Absolutely. So like I said, I'm in a unique position. So a lot of what I do is I work directly with sales reps. You know, it's hard for me to cover thousands of dentist offices in three states. So a lot of it is working with sales reps to make sure that their vision aligns with our vision. And then a lot of it is just old school knocking on doors, calling people, you know, just cold calling, yeah. Knocking on doors. I mean, the way that sales works, right? And trying to get through and try to talk to somebody that makes those decisions to see if what we do is something that aligns with what they do. Because at the end of the day, it's not for everybody. I'm in a very niche industry here, you know.
Well, and I think a lot of people who are in the sales industry, we're always looking for that magic pill, and the magic pill is work.
Yeah, that's it. The magic pill does not exist.
Yeah, treat people nice, get in front of as many people as you can, and do it the right way. And
absolutely.
It's a numbers game. Now, what I find it, so when we first talked about getting you on the show and you were with CrossTex International, then there was this pivot to you have a sales blog, the philosophy of sales blog. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Talking to you for less than 10 minutes, it comes across very clearly. Oh, I understand how he has this blog now because he's in sales and he talks to salespeople. That's his main target audience. And then their audience is the dental professional. So talk a little bit about your blog. How did it start? It's got to allow some passion to come out because of all those CDC reports you got to keep up with that are so fascinating and wonderful.
Yeah, I actually started it before I was with CrossTex. I started about a year or two ago, and I went to college, so I have a degree in philosophy, strange enough, which I think a lot of people that wind up in sales, I wasn't a kid,
sales college degree,
you know,
is
playing
there?
With my businessman, you know, going, God, I wish I could get into sales when I get older.
I can see it, though. Sales is all about philosophy.
I got the new Zig Ziglar action figure.
Absolutely. So, you know, I wound up in sales, and getting into sales, it is something that I became passionate about. But there's always been this misconception of what a sales professional is, right? This kind of slicked back hair, you know, kind of transactional, which is funny because I have slicked back hair right now.
I did notice that.
I'm on the radio.
Hey,
so.
At least you have hair. You're better than me. Go ahead.
But, you know, this misconception of what a salesperson is. And I think one thing that's missing from sales, and there are a lot of sales professionals out there that embody this, but it's integrity. And so the philosophy of sales was kind of my way to combine this idea of compassion and search for knowledge and truth and understanding with the sales profession. And just kind of that, you know, of we should feel good about being sales professionals. We're adding value. We're connecting people. We're helping solve issues and problems for folks. And I think that that's important work to do. So, again, yeah, with all the medical things that I, you know, have to comb through on a daily basis, it's nice to sit down and just kind of write something that's connecting with salespeople specifically and kind of looking at a little bit deeper of what that profession entails.
Well, and so much that's out there that's been written for sales profession, a lot of good stuff,
sure.
A lot of good books, a lot of good, you know, I'm sure podcasts and blogs and things like that. But I was intrigued with the philosophy.
Yeah.
That's a different twist.
Right.
You don't think about the philosophy of sales. So your main thesis, so now I'm going to get philosophical with you just a second. Your main thesis would then be that sales is supposed to be about cooperation, community, compassion, those kind of that.
Absolutely.
Like, okay.
You nailed it.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I got it. Like, explained it in less than 2 minutes.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a sales guy going away, "Ooh, I made a big sale and, you know, I got the better of that guy." No, it should be both sides feel like they came away with a lot of value.
Absolutely. And I think in modern day, you know, I could be the salesperson today, but I'm also the consumer and customer the next day in a different transaction. We're all on either side of these transactions. There's no fine definitive line down the middle of I'm a salesperson and you're the customer. So I think that's important.
I can't remember where I read it, but I read in one of the sales books that everyone sells.
Sure.
Everyone is a salesperson.
Yeah. Todd Cohen, I think, has a book called, Everyone's a Salesperson. Yeah.
So, and I love the way you brought it up is that everyone's on both sides of that equation.
Absolutely.
So the way so as a professional salesperson, someone who's paid to do it, I should make sure I always do the best job I can on this side of the equation because I'm going to be on that other side of the equation.
I agree.
And that's the way I would want to be treated. So I think you nailed it. So how often do you blog? I mean, is it a daily, weekly, monthly, when I get around to it, after I get done with this big CDC thing that I got to let out some creative energy? How often do you?
So I've been with CrossTech since April. Before that, I was writing about once a month. Once I was hired onto CrossTech, I haven't written anything in 6 months.
It hasn't been once a month.
It's one of my 2019 resolutions is to write more.
Yeah,
yes.
I like it. We brought it out of you.
Yes.
We've now backed you into a corner. And
yes.
Now
I'm clawing my way out by
I love it.
Feverishly typing
I'm glad
on
we could help
keyboard.
You,
yes, thanks.
Well, we'll start with the blog. For those that would like to find out and maybe check out your blog, where would they catch that at?
Absolutely. So it's www.thephilosophyofsales.com.
Very simple,
pretty
straightforward.
Easy.
Yeah,
yes.
thephilosophyofsales.com. And for those that are maybe in the dental industry or medical practice and want to look at some of your products, CrossTech International, where can they find out more about the products?
Yeah, so it's just CrossTech.com. It's easy. And you know what? If you are a dentist, if you work in a dental office, if you go to the dentist and you have questions about infection in general, I'll give you my phone number on air, 678-462-4556. Give me a call, shoot me a text. I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
And to be clear, crosstex.com, text is T-E-X.
That is correct.
Just so people are aware of that. Great stuff, Keith. Very good. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Continued success as well with CrossTex and with the blogging as well. Two wonderful guests today, Stephen. What a great way to start off the year.
Man, fantastic way to start off the year. No thanks to us.
No. We bring things down.
We did our job well. Get them on the air and let them shine.
A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7. So if you're 3 o'clock in the morning, you're watching reading those CDC reports.
CDC manuals,
and you're
absolutely
looking for something to really put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and not only will you see this show, you'll see all of other shows that we air here on our Gwinnett Business Radio channel.
You know, we're the antidote to a lot of things. CDC reports, I'm sure. City council minutes that have to be reviewed, prospectuses from my, you know, line of work. My goodness, legal documents and briefings. Keep us on in the background. Stream us 24/7 anytime on businessradiox.com. Keep you awake while you're getting all that stuff done.
We got one of those Google things for Christmas. You know, Google, play some sleepy Google music things to put me to sleep. You know, the Google things.
Yeah, yeah. Google things.
Yeah, you put it in your living room, your bedroom.
www.googlethings.com.
My mom uses it all the time. She says, Google, play me some music to put me to sleep, and she loves it.
Yeah.
My mom's 83 years old. I mean, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Can you say, you just called your mom a dog, so. Can you say, Google, play Business Radio X? I want that.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, yeah, to go for it.
But I was going to say, you can say, Google, play Business Radio X, help me go to sleep. And this.
No.
Not this show, but.
We don't put people to sleep. The CDC stuff puts people to sleep. The prospectus.
I was making fun of ourselves.
I know. We do that enough.
Yeah. Let's just stop this.
Yeah. This our award's going to be taken away before we even get it.
It's been rescinded already for 2019. Want to thank all our listeners. Thank you to our producer, Trey, as well. And we will see you next time. For Steve and I, Mike, we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!